Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Today, I wanted to spend some time. I want to talk about two questions, right? Two daily questions to help you drive success. That's right. Two daily questions to help you drive success. And I wanted to ask this. Let me put on my glasses so I can make sure I see you all. But I wanted to just put this out here because I know a lot of times the biggest focus in our lives is trying to see how we can maximize the moment. Right? A lot of times we always want to see how we can maximize the day. People are always trying to get that winning edge. If it be waking up a little bit earlier, if it be working consistently throughout the day, whatever it is, people are always trying to find a way to where they can create and generate a little bit of advantage, right? Just like a lot of times we always go back and talk about how the Patriots, they were so good and so skilled, and they knew the game so well all the way until the point to where they began to deflate the balls a little bit. I said it. If you're a Patriots fan, I'm sorry, but I'm not. I wanted to really just take time because when it gets to the point and to the place, we always want to get the edge. If it's a testimonial, if it's putting out more content, if it's releasing podcast episodes, welcome in, Dr. Fred. So we're always trying to get the slightest advantage. We're trying to create a level of separation. That's right, Dad. And because a level of separation ultimately yields to success. If you know that you're striving to go get a job, okay, and you know that you know where the job is, you know that the job is hiring on Friday. However, if you can make it to the job by Wednesday, you'll take that advantage. So today, the first question I want to share with you is this. The first question is this. When we wake up in the morning, a lot of times people aren't able to achieve a level of success. And they're not able to have a productive day. It's because they don't have a system in place. So in order to get a system, we first have to ask ourselves the question so that we can answer the question. So I pulled this from something called the Ben Franklin Challenge, where they really break down how Ben Franklin used to line out his days, right? The first thing that, or the first question that Ben Franklin asked himself was this right here. The first question he asked himself was, boom, what good shall I do today? It's plain and simple. What good shall I do today? Just begin to ask yourself that when you wake up in the morning. If you ask yourself, and if you're somebody who's married, because me and my wife are currently going through a devotional, and right now the devotional is entitled Happy Marriage, Happy Life, right? And yesterday it focused on service. So the question that was posed or proposed is the fact of how can we better serve each other? When we ask ourselves that question, I'm not necessarily asking her, I'm asking myself, how can I better serve her? Then I have to think and conjure up ideas of what I can do to better serve her. For you in your life, you may or may not be married, but if you ask yourself, what good shall I do today? Then that asks you, or that allows you now to challenge yourself to one, create a system. That's right, Dr. Fred. Do I have a system? Do I have a system? My system is this. I talk about it all the time. My system is right here. Every day, before I go to bed at night, I write down the items that I'm going to do right here on this list. And then I go down my devotional, my budget, Grow Green. I need to pay a bill. I need to do my success sermon, podcast, edit content. And then even putting out something for a potential speaking engagement. So that's my system. What is your system to make sure that you attack good in the day, right? What is your system to make sure that you are productive? How do you know that it actually worked? And how do you know the level of progress that you've made? And then the second question, because the first question is the one that we kick off the day, right? We kick off the day. Because it's just like the people who make goals for New Year's. You write the goal, but then what's the follow through behind that? And then the second piece is this right here. What good have I done today? What good have I done today? Because my friends, if you say that you want to get the job, we'll stay with the job analogy. If you say that you want to get the job, and then you write down what you need, you're like, okay, well, I need to go to the job. I need to have my resume. I need to make sure I'm dressed nice. But then you never do any of those things. Then when it comes to the end of the day, you have to ask yourself the question, what good have I done? You're like, oh, I didn't do what I set out to do today. I didn't accomplish what I set out to accomplish. My friends, we have to have a system, and we have to begin to ask ourselves questions. Because when we ask ourselves questions, that's when we get answers. When we ask ourselves, what good shall I do today? We have to begin to make a list, begin to operate with the system. And then at the end of that 12-hour day, 13-hour day, 14-hour day, whatever time you wake up and whatever time you go to sleep, then we follow back on the items that we first listed off to ask ourselves, what have I truly done today? Was today productive? If not, show yourself a little bit of grace. But then wake up and see how you can be better the following day. My friends, my name is Jonathan Jones, and this has been another success sermon. And I really want you to not be motivated by this. I would like you to be inspired, but more importantly than inspiration, I want you to get some application. I want you to get some application, because now as I'm going through with our quarter two, our Q2, we're getting ready to wrap up our Q2 podcast training. And last night I asked the Academy, I said, do you all feel that you know everything that you need to know to successfully launch your podcast? Have I trained you with everything that you need to know to successfully launch your podcast? I asked the group that last night. They said, John, I don't think we're ready just yet. Thank you, Dr. Fred. This is good training. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's all about implementation. They said to me, they said, John, I don't think we're ready just yet. And I said, I know you're not. I know you're not, because I had to ask myself, what good have I done? What good have I shared? And then getting to that place, and I said, you know what? I need to go back to the drawing board, and I need to give them a little bit more training, because I can't send them out there in podcast land, launching their podcast, creating their podcast, beginning to build their brand through this platform. I can't send them out there half-stepping. I can't send them out there to go on the field and compete, and they're limping, right? And I'm going to talk about that a little bit tomorrow, leading with a limp. We're going to talk about that a little bit tomorrow. But friends, I wanted to just share that with you all. And if you're interested in launching your own podcast, if you're interested in finding out more information about Speak Your Success Academy, I would encourage you to go to JonathanJonesSpeaks/coaching. And just fill out the intake form. I would love to speak with you, love to hear about your podcast concept. I would love to hear about what you're desiring to accomplish, and ultimately why you're desiring to accomplish it. Yeah, I would definitely love to hear why. And I would love to see how I best can serve you, because now is the time that we need to get those messages out. Now is the time that we need to begin to serve other people. And now is the time that you were called for a time such as this. My friends, this is TEDx speaker and bestselling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, even your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?